This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, August 25th, 2006, and we have come to the end of the summer, haven't we, sweetheart?
We have. It's sad.
We are leaving Wolf Trap, the Center for the Performing Arts, after just seeing Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Excuse me.
They were preceded by...
Do you remember the name?
Green Leaf Tea.
No. Tea Leaf Green.
Does it matter?
Well, I'm just saying you got it wrong.
Oh, whatever. But they were both masters of improvisation.
Improvisation or jam? We were having a discussion, and I'm going to ask the listeners for the correct term for this. Okay, listen.
There is no correct term. They're both the same.
Well, but people don't say improvisation when they're talking about music. Let me explain to the listeners.
A jam session is an improvisation.
I understand that.
It occurs in jazz, pop, rock. I mean.
I understand. Let me explain it to the listeners. Okay, listeners. During the concert, Bruce Hornsby, oftentimes, every single song, as a matter of fact, went into this period of the song where he would play the piano for a long time, or the bassist would play the bass for a long time, or the drummer would play the drums for
freeform.
A long time.
It was like a freeform.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, but the boyfriend and I were having a discussion about what is that called, where they just play, you know, the song extends for like 10 minutes and each instrument takes a little time and they each play.
It's a jam session, but they're improvising.
I know, but I'm just saying that in my opinion, it's called a jam session where they each
That's
one of them
called.
Jams. But you said it's called improvisation.
They're improvising. It's... I don't know why you're getting hung up on this.
I'm just, you know me, honey. I like to be right. Follow that car, by the way.
But there is no right. I've told you this a million times. Right?
Follow that car over there, I said. Okay, well.
Yes, honey, you're right. Let's move on to something else.
Okay,
This is silly.
Let's
move to something else.
Okay, let's definitely move on to something. Let's talk about the concert tonight. It was very good. The crowd was very interesting. How would you characterize the crowd that was around us this evening?
Mostly our age, because Bruce Hornsby was big in the 80s when we were 20-somethings. But we had a kind of a gaggle of, if they were 18, they were old, hanging around, and they were getting into it and enjoying some herbal medicines.
Yeah, I was going to say, at one point there was this group of, like, I think there was three of them sitting over there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
They went over to our left, behind and to our left, and they were smoking pot. And I was smelling this, and we were both looking at each other like, oh my God, they're smoking pot during a Bruce Hornsby concert, which I think is kind of ironic, but I couldn't believe they were smoking pot. And you know, did you notice that all of the Wolf Trap Nazis left about 8:30, and there was nobody checking the crowd for cameras or smoking or anything around 8:30?
Yeah, well, this is a long evening for Wolf Trap.
Actually, it really was, because if you think about it, this concert started at 7 p.m., and we got there at about, 10 of 7? Or so.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. At first we thought we were going to be rushed, but we got there plenty of time. But it's now 20 to 11, so we're talking almost 4 hours of a concert.
Yeah, and I have to get up early, too.
That's right. You've gone back to work, haven't you?
I have.
And how has your work week gone, sweetheart?
Have you won the lottery?
No, but I bought my tickets today for Friday's drawing. Because, by the way, this is Thursday evening, late Thursday evening, I should say. But I did want to mention one more thing about the concert. I noticed that there was a lot of rather good-looking men, as we used to say, you and I.
You noticed them. I didn't see... I mean, I wasn't looking all that much, but I didn't see that many.
Well, I saw a good handful of desnudo material that I would love to photograph. Like, for example, I really didn't get a good look at those guys who were standing behind us who were dancing. Yeah. They stood. Did you notice that they stood there and danced for the entire Bruce Hornsby portion?
Those are the three kids who were smoking pot.
No, they were not. three different kids came over and stood by the pole that was holding up the bridge.
All right.
They were the ones smoking pot. The three that were behind us were two guys and a girl. I didn't get a good look at the guys, but they stood and danced. They stood up and danced for 3 hours solid.
I bet they're tired.
They were drinking the whole time, too. Did you notice that?
I bet they were drunk.
Well, we definitely noticed a couple drunk people, that's for sure.
Now, I think we saw someone about to get arrested.
I was just going to go into that. During the concert, like the first portion, before Bruce Hornsby... okay, we want to stop with this light, honey.
That's what I'm doing.
And you're going to go forward through the light, by the way.
Well,
okay.
I think I'm stopping.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. During the first portion where the tea green leaf tea... What's the name of that group?
Oh, Green Tea Leaves. Who cares?
Tea Green Leaf, I think it was.
Something like that.
Anyway.
They're from San Francisco.
Tea Leaf Green. I didn't really care for them. You're going to turn left here, sweetheart. Anyway, during that portion of the concert, this guy got up and he was escorted over to the side by a policeman. And I'm not sure what kind of policeman he was, whether he was a park police or if he was a county cop.
Well, he wasn't cute.
No, he was not cute, that's for sure. But this guy was escorted over to the side, and the cop was asking him questions. He turned on his flashlight, and he held his arms behind his or his hands behind his back at one point, doing like a frisking of him. And we thought, oh my God, this guy's being arrested. He wasn't arrested, but then when he was going back to his seat, he kind of got lost, and he was like wandering through the crowd trying to find his seat. I thought that was extremely funny. And now, did you think he was drunk, or did you think he was stoned?
I think he was stoned. I think that was the problem.
I think that was the problem, too. I think that he may have been suspected of possession of pot or marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Did you want to have a toke of that Mary Jane? By those
no,
guys?
I'm beyond that. Did you want some Mary Jane?
I actually could have. I would have loved to have a toke or two of that Mary Jane. That would have been fun. Now, honey, I want you to slow down because there are cops in Vienna who will pull you over. The speed limit is 35.
Yes, and I'm going 41.
You will be pulled over. And you want to be in the right lane.
Okay, I'm going 39 miles an hour.
Okay, you're
doing... So stop telling me how to drive.
Oh, my God. Are you getting mad at me?
Well, I'm not speeding. I don't know what you're...
Okay, you're doing well now. Turn your turning signal off.
Stop
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Let's change the topic. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What do you think about Pluto not being a... Because today they had all these scientists meet, and they voted that Pluto was not a planet anymore. What do you think about that?
Poor Pluto. Will he still be a Disney character?
I think he will still be a Disney character, but he will no longer be a planet. But now, I didn't really read the article, but did they decide that those other smaller... celestial bodies were going to be planets like Ceres?
Well, I don't know why they would. If Pluto didn't meet the standards, I don't know why those would. I thought what they were thinking about doing was making a different category called Pluton. And those other bodies would meet the criteria for Pluton. But I guess they decided they weren't going to do that, so I don't know why those other...
Because there was
Pluto didn't make it. I don't know why the other three would.
There was another planet that was larger than Pluto, a planet, in quotes, of course, called C-E-R-E-S, Ceres. You're going to take a right hand go that way. That was supposedly up for planet status, but I didn't hear if it actually became a planet or not. So I don't really know. So that doesn't bother you that Pluto is no longer a planet?
I'm not losing sleep over it, no.
Do you teach your children about Pluto?
I don't think
go to the right here.
I don't think it comes up in European history.
You're right. It probably doesn't come up in European history. It actually doesn't even come up in my curriculum either. But oh, my God, honey. The summer is ending. Did you realize that?
I know. I did realize it.
Okay, you want to get in the far left lane. Just because it's easier to bypass all this traffic. I wrote on my blog today about how the summer is ending, because I don't know if you've noticed or if anybody else has noticed, but the sun is starting to set earlier. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah, because the days are getting shorter.
But usually I don't notice that until, like, the beginning of September. Granted, I know we're only, like, 2 weeks away.
Well, we're about there, but...
But I just, I'm very disappointed that the summer is ending, because it seems like the summer has gone very, very fast. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, but we had a lot of fun this summer.
We did. This was one of the best summers of my life, actually. It was only because it was spent with you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I try to be sweet. Now, I was going to ask you about, did you want to talk about politics at all?
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, did you hear about George Bush's press conference earlier this week? It was the first time he's been in Washington, D.C. on August 21st.
I wonder why. Every time he goes away for like 7 weeks in August, something disastrous happens. So maybe, maybe it's sunk into his mind that presidents during times of crises don't take extended vacations, but who knows? I mean, he...
But can you imagine the first time in 6 years the man has been in D.C. in August?
Well, I guess he cleared all the brush and, the ranch is up and running and...
Oh, that's such bullshit. He doesn't really run the ranch. He doesn't really clear brush. But anyway. Now, did you see the statistics that Al Gore is like 5 points behind Hillary if they were to both run? Isn't that amazing that he's 5 points behind her?
Yeah, but it's still too early to speculate about what's going to happen in 08 with... We've got 2 years. Who knows what's going to happen? And we need to really focus on getting through these 2 years in one piece. I'm just nervous that reality really doesn't sink in with the Bush team, especially Cheney and company. So we need to get through these 2 years, and really, we need to focus on getting Republicans out of Congress. The 06 elections need to be the first business at hand. And then we'll know what the electorate wants. It may be that Hillary or Gore or, Al Gore, I'm in favor of new blood.
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone's in favor of new blood.
Clean slate. I think we're getting too close to dynasties here in America, whether it's Bush or Clinton, and Gore's kind of a part of that, even though I like Al Gore. But I really do think...
But he's not part of a political family like Bush is.
I know. The Gores are pretty thick in politics.
Now, the other...
It's time... I just think it's time for new blood, new energy, brand new ideas, intelligence, all the things we don't have now. And
Hillary is...
She's controversial. I have no problem with her as a human being. I don't see where she's, she's not progressive enough for me. I think in 92, she really spoke a lot to issues that were important to me. I think now she's become a centrist. She's a poll watcher. I'm tired of that. I mean, it's just time for, I want someone who thinks, who's rational, who deals with issues at hand in a realistic fashion.
Well, now here's just one more thing. I know we're actually pulling up to my condo, so we have to end this. But I just want to say one more thing. I read on a blog today that the same web people who helped Dean in whenever he was 2004 have now signed on to help John McCain in 2008. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
The same web people are doing that. Anyway, we need to end this. Do you have any final words? Any final words for the listeners?
Goodbye.
Okay. All right, boys and girls, thank you for listening. I know it's a short show. If you keep listening, you'll hear some Bruce Hornsby music right after this. So, and then after that, that's the end of the show. So until next time, bye.
Bye.
This is jamming, right?
It's improvising.
It's not jamming.
It's the same thing.
Sure.